It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
We are in Book of Mark, Chapter 4. Start from verse 1.
And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable.
Here Jesus Christ takes his disciples and goes to the seashore and takes the ship and enters into the boat, sits in the boat. He says he was sitting in the sea, and multitude of people gather there to hear Jesus Christ. When they kept the ship in the water, Jesus entered and sat there and started preaching. But this time he was giving them a parable. And he gave the parable, sower sows the seed. And then he said the seed fell on the pathway. Some of them fell on the stony ground, and some of them fell on the stony ground, and some of them fell on the good ground. And the good ground, he says, the fruit came 30, 60, and 100. And then he said, He that hath ear, let him hear. Now people heard the parable. After hearing the parable, he says, if you have the ear, then I want you to hear it. Hearing the word of God, that means you put the word in practice. You cannot just hear this way and goes that way, and you say, I heard it. And if somebody says, what did you hear? And you don't know what you heard. So now all these 12 disciples gather together and start asking Jesus, could you tell us what this parable is all about? And then Jesus said to them, verse 11.
And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Now he says, to you, means the followers of Christ, is given the mystery of the kingdom of God. And he wants to reveal everything about the kingdom to the believers. And these people, they were not even filled with the Holy Spirit at this particular time. But he explained to them, because this mystery was hidden, so he said, it's given to you, but after the receiving the Holy Spirit, St. Paul says, I am going to reveal you the mystery. So the mystery was revealed after the Holy Spirit was given. Jesus Christ revealed the mystery to these people. They would come and ask him, and he will explain to them. But the other people, he did not explain. Verse 12.
That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them.
Now here he's saying, other people are coming to hear, they will not understand. And so somebody would say, what is the meaning? They can hear, don't understand, and their heart will not change. They will not be transformed or converted. And why? Because their sin should not be forgiven. So this kind of thing happened to the Jewish people. That's why they were not understanding. When Isaiah saw the vision, and we say, who will go? He said, I will go. Actually, Jesus Christ was saying, I will go. But the Isaiah said, I'll go. Okay, then go and preach. And he said to Isaiah, you will preach, but they will not understand. Because some kind of blindness, God put it on their eyes. Read Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed.
See, here he's saying, just like God is angry at these people. He said, you can go and tell them, teach them, but their heart will be heavy, they will not understand, their eyes will be blinded, they will not understand, they will not change, they will not get healed, they will not get delivered, and this is the situation. So Isaiah preached and preached and preached and nothing happened. Nobody understood what Isaiah was preaching and many other prophets. Book of Hebrews chapter 1, and please read first couple of verses. He says, God spoke to the children of Israel in various ways. But in the last days, he spoke to them through his Son.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
So he says, now Jesus Christ came, who is the creator of the world. He is the Son of God. He came to let the people know what the Father is saying to the people. And that's why these Sadducees and Pharisees and all these highly educated people could not understand what Jesus Christ was saying. Why? Because we read just in Isaiah chapter 6, some kind of spiritual blindness came to their eyes. And that blindness was still there. Jesus Christ came as their Messiah. They didn't understand. They crucified him. He was resurrected. They didn't understand. They're doing Passover. But the Word of God says, St. Paul says, Jesus Christ is our Passover. And so we know as a Christian why Jesus Christ came, how he died and rose again, and we believe him as our Lord and Savior. But the Jewish people are still waiting for the Messiah to come. And so still they are having blindness. So here Jesus Christ is giving the parables, and now he's going to explain to them. Let's read Mark chapter 4, verse 14.
The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Now here he's saying, the sower sows the seed. Now he's explaining. Now in this parable, sower is God. Seed is the word of God. When we preach and we tell somebody, then we are sowing the seed. So here, God is sowing the seed and he's giving an example. The seed is the word of God. Then he's saying, sower sows the seed. And he said, I already told you the seed fell on the wayside. Now he's explaining what happened to this seed on the wayside. He says, they heard the word, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now he says the Satan comes and takes the word immediately. Mark says this way. Let's read in Matthew chapter 13 verse 19. Meaning is the same, but they're explaining different way.
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart.
Now see, the Mark says the word is sown in their heart, but Satan comes immediately and takes the word away. But the Matthew says, actually Jesus said, but he's explaining. He says, when you hear the word and do not understand, that's the reason the devil comes. So what does it mean? When you hear the word, pastor is preaching, or you're reading in the Bible, and you don't understand. So don't get frustrated because you didn't understand. You try to find out the meaning. When you don't understand the word, and you say, I don't care, I don't have to understand, then devil get hold of you. And he will take the word away immediately. What does it mean? When you hear the word, it's important. Why did you hear it? This is important. Every word we're reading from the word of God is important. And so we have to try to understand. If you're not trying to understand, then the devil will come and take the word immediately. Now the Luke is saying a little bit different. Same thing, but a little bit different. Luke chapter 8, verse 12.
Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
Now he's saying, the devil comes, takes the word from their heart. Mark says, they hear it and devil comes right away. Matthew said, they heard it, didn't understand, that's why devil came. Now, Luke is saying, devil comes to take the word right away. Why? They should not believe and they should not get saved. That is the trick. That is the reason. Why devil is so busy taking the word of God out of your heart? So he says, devil doesn't want you to listen about Jesus. Simple as that. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
The devil, who is the God of this world, makes people blind spiritually, because as soon as they hear the word, devil says, it's not important. This is for Christians. We don't have to hear it. And he tried to block the word because they should not believe in him.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
So he says, when you hear the word, that word should shine, give the light and glory and knowledge of God and the glory of God, which is in Jesus Christ. And so he says, when you hear the word of God, you don't understand the word of God, you don't want to believe the word of God, you don't want to get saved, that's the reason the word Satan takes away from you. And those are the people, the type of the people who are in the wayside. Okay, go back to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 16.
And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
Now here it says, other word fell on thorny ground. Now thorny ground, in some places, they have big, big rocks underneath. And so the sower sows and it goes, and right away it comes because there is no deep ground, so it comes faster. So he says, the people like that, when they hear the word, they are so happy and so joyful, like a people go to convention. And a lot of dancing and a lot of singing and a lot of preaching. And they come, oh, I'm glad, I'm happy, I gave my heart, I heard the word, and I'm really, really transformed. And so they are so excited. Never went to church, never read the Bible, never understood what they were preaching, but they emotionally get so much excited. They receive the word very happily or with a gladness. And so they heard the word very happily, very joyfully, but it says affliction, persecution came to them and they were offended. Now let's go to the Matthew chapter 13 verse 21.
Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended.
See, he says, tribulation and persecution came, and they got offended. Luke chapter 8, verse 13.
They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away.
Now, here he says, temptation came. They were on this rocky ground. Joyfully they received the word, but the temptation came and they fall away. So the temptation, persecution, and trials and tribulation comes, and those people who heard the word and very happy and joyful, but when they come home and start explaining, they got saved, husband might be not saved, or some other people might be not saved, and they start saying, you are not. And they start giving them hard time, and then they just got offended or fall away from the truth. And those are the people, they hear it, and they believe that they got it, they saved and excited and everything, but the trial, tribulation, temptation, problem comes, and then they give up. And that's the kind of some people are Christians. Let's go back to the Mark chapter 4, and start reading from verse 18.
And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Matthew says almost the same, but we would like to read it from the Luke. Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
And that which fell among thorns are they, which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit affection.
What happened? Cares and riches and pleasures of this life did not allow them to bring the fruit or go for perfection. And so the Mark also saying, what's happening? He says, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in and choke the word. So in short, when the person hears the word and start thinking about the worldly thing, just think now, somebody heard the word that you should join in the ministry, give up your job and follow me or something like that. And that person says, well, if I give up everything, I would not be having a penny. How can I live by faith? And some people wants to be rich. He said, deceitfulness of riches. The riches can fool you. There are so many people go after money and they kill themselves. And the billionaires, they don't have peace. Some people have lots of money. They cannot eat good food. They cannot sleep. And they live in fear and terror. And so the riches of this world without God and the lust of other things enters in. When you have more money, you have more friends. If you have more money, you have wicked people, your friends. And so everything comes and chokes your spiritual growth. So if you're born again, child of God, simply get out of those kind of friends. Stay away from those friends. Keep quiet until you get spiritually strong. Once you're spiritually strong, then you can witness to your home. Otherwise, they are going to destroy your spiritual life and choke you spiritually. But once you know the Word of God has power, and if I believe it, I can survive. I can bring fruits to God. I'm going to lead. Do you know when I wanted to follow the Lord, how many people tried to pull me down? My boss, I convinced him, but he tried to pull me down. My mother tried to pull me down. My father tried to pull me down. And even though some of the minister tried to tell me, you are crazy, giving up everything and following. So many people try to oppose me and try to discourage me. But I had the vision. I heard the voice. I saw the vision. I was completely sold out to Jesus. So I did not listen to anybody. And so now I am so thankful to God that I didn't listen. Otherwise, I would have been spiritually choked. Okay, let's go to the Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
Now see, he says, even the some seed are sown in a good ground. That means many people, they believe the word, they are following the word, but every believer cannot bring the fruit 100%. Some people may want to go to church once a week. Some people wants to go to twice a week. Some people wants to go once a month. And so they are spiritual. They are not backslidden, but they are not producing the 100%. Some people will produce 30%, some produce 60%, some produce 100%. And some people are happy. They are saying, you know what? If I get chance to go to heaven, that's enough for me. I don't need crowns. I don't have to sit beside Jesus Christ. I can be just the doorkeeper at the gate. As long as I get out of this world, I'll be happy. But I don't like that kind of mentality. I like people to say, I want everything. I want 100%. I'm not satisfied with 30% or 60%. But there are people, they said, well, this is what I can do. I cannot do more. When I start reading the Word of God, I would have been just simply a believer. I was doing much more when I was a believer than ordinary pastors. I used to go to every Sunday morning service, every Sunday evening service, every Bible study, every open air meeting, and even preaching, praying for sick people, and everything I was doing before I came to the ministry. So I would have said, hey, I'm doing much better. I don't have to give up my job and just follow the Lord. I would have been satisfied. Even my dad says, why you want to give up everything and go? Bombay City has millions of people. You don't have to go anywhere. But I said, Dad, the Word of God says we have to go and preach the word around the world. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. So I wanted to do that. Otherwise, I would not be coming to America. I was satisfied doing the Lord's work, but still I start thinking, when I applied to go to Pakistan, they refused to give me visa. And the Pakistan is a neighboring country. I said, Lord, I cannot go to Pakistan. How can I fulfill these words? Then Lord told me, I'll take you to America. America is a free country. From there, you can reach to the whole world. I was thinking America and Great Britain is same thing. But when I came to America, I came to know America has more freedom than any other country. so we can do more in America. So God brought me here. And that's the reason. So otherwise, I would be happy staying in India. I did not come to America to make money, but preach the gospel around the world. Now, somebody would say, oh, you would have done that from India. Do you know, in India, one pastor will not have salary even $100,000. In their rupees, 100,000 rupees, they will not have salary. Here, one radio program we were doing, first program, $250 for 15 minutes. Now, if I do one program, then we started another program and another seven programs, an African program, three programs in Africa, one program in Trinidad, and some program in Philippine Islands and European countries and whole Asia. And when I start thinking, from India, it is impossible to do this. And so when I start doing this, I start thinking, if I would have stayed in India, I would never reach the whole world with that kind of money. Even though we are sown in a good soil, some people will bring 30-fold, some bring will 60-fold, some bring 100-fold. So don't satisfy what you're doing. Say, Lord, I want to do more. Now, same way about the gifts on spiritual life. Somebody says, I just want to get saved. I don't want any baptism. Somebody says, okay, I get saved, I get baptized, I don't need Holy Spirit. Somebody says, I want to get saved, I want to be baptized, I want to have a Holy Spirit, but I don't want any gifts. And so people are limiting God. I say, get all. Say, Lord, whatever you have for me, I want it all. Okay, Mark chapter 4, verse 21.
And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad.
Now he says, if you have the candlestick or lamp, you don't put the lamp under the bushel or under the bed. Why we keep the lamp? So it can give the light. So the same way, if you got saved, God did not save you to sit at home or sit in one place and don't tell anybody, even though your neighbor doesn't know you are born again or not. So if you are born again, child of God, you should let the whole world know that you are followers of Christ. Like St. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. So we should be shining for Jesus Christ. There is nothing to be ashamed. And then he's saying, there is nothing hidden or nothing secret that you can keep. Now people are whispering in somebody's ears. That whispering is not good. Whispering is just like you don't want other people to know. But sometimes some people don't want to let the people know. But here is saying there is nothing secret.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.